Good morning, Bokerzo. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning Sefer Tanya, with tremendous gratitude to our dear sponsors, Marilyn and Michael Fedak, for their generosity sponsoring this year and so much more. Please help yourself to a coffee, a slushy, a pastry, and Jerub Shaila's Corner as we learn Tanya together. We are on Perek Yud, the 10th Perek of Tanya. The Baal Tanya has been dissecting, analyzing a little bit further in more detail the categories that he first outlined at the beginning of the Sefer. The Tzadik Gomor, the complete Tzadik, the incomplete Tzadik, the Beinoni, and the Tzadik Veralo, and Tzadik Vetovlo, and the different categories. And he began Perek Tes by telling us about the Tzadik who is an incomplete Tzadik. The Tzadik, being labeled a Tzadik, complete or incomplete, being labeled a Tzadik means that the individual is making the correct choices, the right choices. This individual is not drawn to poor behavior, negative behavior, self-destructive behavior, towards doing the wrong things. And yet, they're called a tzaddik she'eino gamur, an incomplete tzaddik, or a tzaddik v'ralo. So if they're a tzaddik externally on the outside, both the complete tzaddik and incomplete tzaddik on the outside look the same. Neither indulges an impulse, neither gives in to a yetzara, neither makes poor or wrong choices. Both are righteous in the levush, in the malbush, in the garments of the soul, in speech, thought, and action. The one makes one a tzaddik she'eino gamur. And the Baal HaTanya explained, because the tzaddik she'eino gamur, the incomplete tzaddik, is the one who still has a little bit residue of ra in him. Even though he doesn't indulge, he doesn't give into it, he doesn't behave or make the wrong choices with it, nevertheless, it still exists within him. He's not entirely repulsed. He's not entirely offended. He doesn't hate the bad. He even tolerates it. He understands it. He sees it. He recognizes it. And therefore, he's a tzaddik she'eino gamur. Ubei ha'inyan. We're up to the ubei ha'inyan. Ki ne tzaddik gamur shenepach hara shelo l'tov. When it comes to a complete tzaddik, whose evil has been transformed to good, l'chein nekra tzaddik v'tov lo. Tzaddik v'tov lo. He's called to a tzaddik who has it good. Aydei hasara sabagadim atzon l'gamre mehara. This individual sits down to eat. And there's nothing neutral about eating. There's nothing in food that tempts him or her to do the wrong thing, have the wrong thoughts, eat with the wrong mind set. Everything about the experience is connected to Elokus. There is no ego, not only in their external action, but even in the food itself. They don't even see or contemplate or understand how possibly a person could eat out of ego. Eating is all about Elokus. It's about fueling and energizing ourselves to better serve him. Dahinu limos mod b'tanugei olam hazeh. He's deeply repulsed by the pleasures of this world. The notion of enjoying mortal pleasures purely to gratify the body and not in the worship of God. He finds the notion repulsive. In other words, the tzaddik she'eino gamur, the incomplete tzaddik, is sitting and having lunch with a friend. He only sees in the food elokus. He sees godliness, he sees chiyas. He sees kirvas elokim, he sees a connection, a closeness to God. There's no ego in eating. It's not about his taste buds or his desires. It's not about his satisfaction or his yearnings. It's all about, how can I fuel? How can I energize? How can I eat? How can I live? How can I eat to live, not live to eat? The person he's sitting across from is fressing, stuffing his food, stuffing his face, loves the food. The eating experience is all about ego. It's disconnected from Hashem. Maybe they made a bracha before and a bracha after. Maybe the food is kosher, but it is not a religious experience they're eating. The tzaddik gamur is repulsed, is disturbed, is offended, hates the idea that somebody could misuse food to serve ego instead of elokus. The tzaddik she'eino gamur says, look, I'm not driven. I have no impulse. I have no desire. My eating is all right. Okay, but I'm not bothered. The other one's eating the way that they're eating. The difference between the tzaddik gamur and a gamur, tzaddik v'tovlo and tzaddik v'ralo, says the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, is, or it's measured by, are we repulsed? Are we disturbed? Are we offended even by the notion, by the possibility, by the existence of people misusing this world, of the sitra achra, of the klipa, of even klipas noga? Rav Chaim Miller writes, the hallmark of a complete transformation of the animal soul to be utterly repulsed by evil, or even the notion of self-gratification, to love Hashem even with the animal soul. If we've transformed the act of eating, the drive to eat, into elokus, not ego, then we're repulsed by someone who hasn't, by someone who doesn't see it, by someone who doesn't get it, by someone who doesn't get it. That's the measure of the tzaddik gomer versus the eino gomer. Oh, ve Hashem, sinura. If you love Hashem, you have an intolerance for ra. And ra doesn't just mean evil people. Ra doesn't just mean the bully. Ra doesn't just mean the person with no integrity. Ra doesn't just mean the person who perpetrates evil. Ra means the person who misuses this world, the person who's living for ego instead of elokus, person who indulges the klipa and sitra achra. That's also a form of ra. This world is filled with invitation and possibility for elokus, not only in the spiritual godly, not only sitting in shul and learning Tanya, but it means even in when going to sleep, even when eating our meals, even when going to business, even when going to the gym, each of those acts and activities are also filled with elokus possibilities. Malah haaretz kinyanecha. We can make a kinyan Hashem everywhere we go. So the tzaddik gomer sees the person who's lowered themselves. They're not violating iser. They're not technically doing anything wrong. The food's kosher. The gym is kosher. They're eating the right amount. They made a bracha before and a bracha after. Technically, everything externally is kosher. But internally, the attitude towards it is ra. They've lowered themselves. They've indulged in the most base and animal part of that thing, of ego. And that should offend. It repulses. It drives away the tzaddik who's a tzaddik gomer. Now, if it's hard to imagine such a person living at that level, not only in the mindfulness they bring themselves, but how they experience the entire world around them, know that we'll get to, such a thing is incredibly, incredibly unlikely, rare across all Jewish generations to get and rise to that level. Don't forget, it's called the Sefer HaBeinonim. It's not even called the Sefer HaTzadikim She'inim Gemurim. It's the Sefer HaBeinonim. Sefer HaBeinonim. I was curious, I didn't get a chance to ask someone who I respect, I want to know. I'm not asking now because I don't want to have the conversation here. Do Chabad consider the Rebbe? Was the Rebbe a tzaddik, tzaddik gomor, einer gomor, benoni? I don't know. Do we have an opinion? Where, without the Rebbe, where the Alter Rebbe fit in? Maybe it's not for us to have opinions of others, what their opinions were of themselves, what category we fit in. But if this seems so aspirational and out of reach, know that the Alter Rebbe himself identifies that this level of the tzaddik gomor who's repulsed and disturbed and offended by the people who misuse and abuse this world, the ra in it, not only ra again as evil action, but even ra meaning the wrong mindset, ego not elokus, that is a very, very high level. Very high level. Now this is all predicated on what we saw the Alter Rebbe in the last chapter tell us, in previous chapters, that, and this was a big chiddush of his, that even though according to other philosophies, ideologies, other machshava, there is a category called neutral or parav. There's mitzvah, that which is religiously virtuous. And there's avera, that which drives us away from Hashem. And then we have a whole world called rishus, neutral. Eating, sleeping, watching the Yankees on a tear in baseball. That's neutral, it's parav. It's not right, it's not wrong, it's not a mitzvah, it's not an avera. It's just neutral, it's just neutral. Came the Alter Rebbe and he says, there is no category of neutral. There is no parav. Everything is either ego or elokus. Everything is either raising you up, it's a high level, it's contact with the divine, or it's indulging something base within ourselves. Even that which appears neutral, it can be laced, filled in our mindfulness, in our intention. We can elevate the experience, or we indulge it and it lowers us. And it lowers us. Take that mushel. You know, a person can enjoy a game or a few innings of a game, not the whole game, because it's recreation. The root of the word recreation is to recreate ourselves. A person needs a break. A person is connecting with somebody else. A person is, okay, so then it's raising you up. Maybe there's something righteous even in it. A person who's obsessed, has to watch every inning, every single game, can't miss, doesn't learn, doesn't neglect other things because of it, then it's lowering you. There's different ways you could bring it. There's no neutral activity. And that's the tzaddik she'ena gomor is not repulsed sufficiently by the ra, by the people, or the intention, or even the world that is klipa. The complete tzaddik utterly detests anything that is from the world of klipa, the world of ego. Because the tzaddik gomor has a profound love for Hashem and His holiness. With an exceptional love that's great and pleasurable. So the tzaddik gomor, again, this incredibly high level, may be almost unattainable. lives at such a high level, they complete tzaddik, utterly detest anything from the sitra. Because, quoting a pasuk in Koheles, Hashem has made one opposite the other. You're either on the right side or the wrong side. You're either for good or you're for evil. You either understand, you get it, or you don't get it. Tzaddik Gomer understands that the world is divided, it's binary into those two. There is no middle, the ground. The pasuk says in Tehillim, I utterly detest them, they become my enemies. David HaMelech asks Hashem to probe his heart. Do I utterly detest the enemies of Hashem? Love of Hashem and contempt for that which opposes Hashem are inversely related. If you're not sufficiently repulsed, if you don't detest that which is opposite Hashem, you have to ask yourself how much you love Hashem. Unfortunately, we're in a world that has an assault on Hashem. It's competing with Hashem. The arrogance and the ego in a world which is trying to erase Hashem, eliminate Hashem, not to credit Hashem, to try to redefine his definitions and his principles and his institutions and his formulas. So when we see that, when we read that, when we hear that, we have to be careful. It's not necessarily we hate the people, but we hate those values. And if you don't hate it sufficiently, it doesn't make you open-minded and progressive and loving and open-minded. You have to check and question the love of Hashem. Now again, how that expresses itself is a separate question. Person has to be incredibly careful how that expresses itself. Who are they? Where? How? When? Why they express that? But in our heart, when we read some of these ideas and these values and we see the corruption, the moral corruption in the world we're living in, if you love Hashem, you should be repulsed by it. You should detest it. And if you don't detest it and you're not repulsed by it, you say to each his own and let everyone think the way they want. And okay, you know, whatever. Then you have to check yourself and ask, do you sufficiently love Hashem? Because they're inversely related. That's how we measure. Kvierach godel ahava, again, I want to say, you have to be incredibly careful. How, if, when, why you ever express that or manifest it is a very sensitive subject. Nobody should be emboldened by what I just said to now go out and act on it. But it means internally in our heart, the way we process, the way we experience so many of the things that we see or hear that are so incompatible with Hashem's formula and prescription for this world, they are the gut check to ask ourselves about our love of Hashem. Kvi erech godel av al Hashem kach, erech godel asen al sitra achra, v'amigos bera ha-tachos. This is the rule, the Alter Rebbe says. Directly proportional to the level and magnitude of your love of Hashem will be the intensity of the detest for the sitra achra and our sense of complete repulsion from evil. Now the Alter Rebbe here uses two separate words, detest and repulsion. Sinna and mius, detest and repulsion. What's the difference between the two? Detesting is the rejection of the abstract force of klipa and sitra achra. Repulsion refers to the rejection of the tangible allure of physical pleasures. One is the ideas, the values, and the other is the allure of the physical pleasures themselves. If a person's achieved the complete transformation of you've trained the animal. So there's no ego in the animal. The animal is trained to only elevate elokus. Then there's a repulsion for the base part of the animal. That's the opposite of the love of Hashem. That is the incomplete tzaddik. Incomplete tzaddik is not sufficiently repulsed. Tzaddik she'enu gomu she'enu sona sitra ach b'tachlis ha'sina v'lachein enu mois gam kein bera b'tachlis. So if you don't hate it, there's only two choices. Either you hate it and you're repulsed by it, or a little bit, you're still drawn to it. You may have conquered it. Again, he's a tzaddik. Why is he a tzaddik? Because he's conquered it. This is a pretty harsh judgment. This tzaddik has conquered it. Tzaddik never indulges it. Tzaddik never acts out on it. And yet, he's ein gamur. Why is he ein gamur? Because he can still identify a little. He still sees a little bit. He still is not so repulsed by it. It means he's still a shtickle drawn. He's not taken off the soiled garments entirely. Since he's still holding on a little bit to it, you can't call him a tzaddik gomer. He's a tzaddik. He deserves to be called a tzaddik. Give him after Yonah. He's a tzaddik. But because there's still the residue, a little bit, a shemetz, a shtickel, he's still called Eino Gamor. Eino Gamor. So why then is the incomplete tzaddik not drawn at all to the physical indulgence? The Alter Rebbe says, because he has the capacity to negate it. He's able to devoid, he can overcome it. Bittel. Tzaddik v'ra, kafu v'bottel lo. Tzaddik v'ra lo, here the Alter Rebbe came up with an entirely new taich definition. The classic definition of tzaddik v'ra lo is, why is somebody righteous and yet bad things happen? Bad things happen to good people. Tzaddik v'ra lo. Or, in the beginning of the Sefer, tzaddik v'ra lo meant he's a tzaddik v'ra lo. He still has a little bit of ra. But now, the Alter Rebbe is teaching, tzaddik v'ra kafu v'bottel lo. The ra, even though he still sees a little bit of bad, lo, he's conquered it. He's a tzaddik. Why? Because ra, the ra that he still sees, identifies, connects a little bit with, but it's lo. He's conquered it. He's mastered it. He's a tzaddik because the ra is lo. He's found the ability for bittel. But since there is ra, even though it's lo, he's a tzaddik who's eino gamor. Who's eino gamor. And then the Alter Rebbe will finish with this, says, this status of the incomplete tzaddik is subdivided into tens of thousands of levels, depending on the precise nature, quantitatively and qualitatively, of the minuscule evil that remains. Different tzaddikim can have different expressions or manifestations, a residue of different levels of ra that can be subdivided into tens of thousands. And if you want to complete the parable, just like the world of Bittel in Halacha, some things are nullified 1 in 60, sometimes some things takes 1 in 1,000. So depending on the Ra, Lo, how the Tzaddik needs to be Mevatel, the Ra, so it's Lo, so he conquers it, will be different for different ones. The various levels of incomplete Tzaddik are found throughout the different durations. Generations, Kedisa B'Gemara, B'tamnesar Alfei Tzaddike Kame Kame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Gemara says in Sukkah, 18,000 Tzaddikim stand before Hashem. What do you mean? If a Tzaddik is a Tzaddik, why do you have so many categories? The answer is, different Tzaddikim have a different Ra, Lo, subdivided into all these categories and manifestations, therefore there are so many. So with that, we complete the Tzaddik She'enu Gamur. Mirtz Hashem, next week, Baruch Hashem, I have a couple weddings in New York, so I'm not here. Maybe we'll still do it online. Maybe not. We'll find out. But whenever we learn next, we'll go from the tzaddik she'eno gamur to the tzaddik gamur, that highest level, and take it from there. Have a wonderful day. B'seres tovus, Yeshuas v'nechamas.